I'll fill up some papier if these are incurred. Today's date is 07/07/2025. Dictation is for Antoinette Jackson. Jackson spells J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Antoinette spells A-N-T-I-O-N-E-T-T-E. Date of birth is 08/02/1970. This is a 54-year-old female here with left index finger pain and swelling, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately three days. She says she remember prior she was in the garage moving boxes, lifting heavy stuff, and noticed pain the day after, period. She says she does not recall any direct trauma, but came in today because of swelling and redness on the distal surface of her left index finger, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient report. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She reports pain with flexion of her digit. She denies numbness, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 status is 100%. Room air, blood pressure is 134/92. Pulse 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.83. Next paragraph. Left index finger. Edema on the distal surface. Tenderness to palpation on the lateral surface of her DIPJ. Reduced range of motion, secondary to pain. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensations normal, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute avulsion fracture of the left index finger. Assessment number two is acute cellulitis of the left index finger. Number three is pain. Left index finger, period. Next paragraph. X-ray was done over a digit. X-ray reveal a bulge calcific nodule in the area of interest. Soft tissue swelling is also present, period. Next paragraph. A procedure. Patient's finger was splinted in an aluminum splint in the position of function. She was advised to use splint on a daily basis to return to the clinic in 2 weeks for reevaluation. She was sent home with the following medication: Septra DS 800/160 mg, 1 PO BID 10 days, number 20. Next medication: Diflucan 150 mg, 1 PO daily for 1 day. This is for prophylaxis of yeast infection, which she says she gets whenever she takes antibiotics. Advised to buy over-the-counter Tylenol or Motrin for pain. Come back to the clinic if worse. End of dictation.